We're going to switch gears here, TJ.
Okay.
What's I decided, next? You know what I need to do, TJ?
What?
Because I think we need to do a fucking little interview with you, buddy.
Okay.
I feel like we really need to get into the heart and soul of who is TJ, why is he here, and where is he going?
I think this is a good idea with 2019 TJ.
Well, of course. I
mean, get him on the record.
I wish we had time travel to go back and interview 2011 TJ, who would probably just kick my
We'd
ass.
Have way more insight, probably.
Well, I mean, of course.
Insight.
So, TJ, I've noticed that you make remarkably less TAA, The Amazing Atheist, content now than in 2011.
That's true.
Any other year since you started making videos.
Yeah.
So, why are you making less videos?
Well, first of all, I haven't had a video that was actually monetized by YouTube since
you only do it for the money?
Aladdin video.
You're saying that that's the only consideration is financial.
I'm
consideration.
Not saying it's the only one. There's just some... Okay. But it's one of the considerations, for sure.
I mean, you just mentioned that, so I mean, naturally, I'm going to go to
that.
It's
the first thing that you mentioned.
That's
yeah,
the first
well.
Thing out of my mouth, yeah.
Right.
I mean, is it because you get less views?
So you make no
are
money.
Are you embarrassed by the lower number of views, TJ?
No.
Not embarrassed?
But I do, and you know, also, I make this show, like, 3 days a week, and oftentimes more, because we have a lot of fucking bonus commentaries and stuff like that.
Oh, so it's the fall of the show.
Yeah. I mean, how long has it been since Paul made a Cinema for Cynics video?
Oh, you want to turn this one around on me?
I'm not trying to turn it around. I'm just saying,
you want to turn
you know,
this one around on me? Is this the Paul's Ego show?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that, you know, you can probably relate to how it's hard to find
time to do that.
This
is not my interview. I'm just here as an observer, TJ, so I don't know why you reached out into the audience.
That's very strange that you attack someone. Look,
pulled a man in.
This is
I'm not trying to attack him. I'm just trying to use it as an example of how it's difficult to...
This is very typical, TJ, of someone who's extremely defensive, who is very hostile, who's very angry.
I'm not even attacking. I'm just saying.
I mean, that's interesting that you
would, you know?
Deflecting.
I mean, that's an argument from criticism. You're
deflecting.
Criticizing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're saying, oh, Paul hasn't done
and
it
And how
either,
long
so
is it since there was a Thus Break Scotty video for that
Yet
matter.
Again, an argument. Basically, you're just resorting to criticism,
another one.
TJ.
Another one.
You're saying, oh, you haven't done the same things. It doesn't. It still reflects
typical
to you on the fact.
Typical 2019 TJ.
It still reflects on the fact, TJ, that you have response. Not that you have not made more videos and live content, TJ.
Right.
Not, what,
and
me?
I say this,
what about V?
And I say this, TJ.
Well, I'm just saying that we're all busy with this
and
show.
And I say, well,
so, you know,
I agree with you.
There's no we in this, TJ. He didn't ask what you
I said
thought about
you.
We. He asked you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this show, obviously, you know, takes a lot of my time up. So
okay. I'm sure it takes. It does take.
As you guys know, also being part of this
it
show.
It takes a considerable amount of time, TJ. But I'm just asking on behalf, TJ. Look, these mm-hmm. questions, a lot of them are people in your fan base have asked similar questions.
Oh, my goodness.
And these people want to have answers, TJ. They want to have clarity. They want to have insight, TJ. They don't know you in your everyday life. They want to understand why there's been a drought of content. These are your most hardcore, you know, loyal fans
mm-hmm.
who just, more than anything, want to connect with you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Powerful stuff. Powerful.
Okay, so, TJ, have you actually stopped smoking? And will you say no to refreshing smoke with me right now?
So, no. I mean, I would not say no to a refreshing smoke with you. But I don't know if you want to call it quit smoking or not, but... It's been, so since I quit smoking 4 months ago, I have smoked three large cigars, not large, but like, you know, black and milds. I have smoked two cigarillos.
Cigarillos, yeah.
Yeah, so, and I have smoked probably about five cigarettes.
Oh.
So I can't really say that I've completely quit, but I can say that I very dramatically cut down on cigarettes.
Well, that's really good, TJ.
But, yeah, I'll smoke this one right now for sure.
I mean, yeah. I mean, look, it's right here, TJ. I mean, like you said, you've quit.
Well, do I have a lighter?
You have.
Oh, there's one over here.
Why don't you use the flame that burns inside you, TJ?
Oh
wait, I forgot I was talking to 2019,
it's,
TJ.
Yeah, this is long extinguished. I thought that was
right.
The whole point of this.
Oh, sorry.
Follow the plot.
Had a little
I mean, look,
burst
TJ,
of nostalgia,
I know
TJ.
You've quit, TJ. We all know you've quit. I mean, look, I mean, the cigarette here, I mean, this isn't saying you're not quitting. This is just saying that you're smoking it now. So
is
I mean,
that what
I'm
saying?
I'm assuming that's what it's saying. I mean, TJ, are you going to go back to smoking? I mean, look, I just bought this cigarette.
No,
TJ,
I mean, obviously, I'm not going to go buy another pack.
Well,
I'm
offered
gonna,
you a cigarette.
You know, but you know, I mean, yeah, I'll smoke it right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. TJ,
I might not
wonderful.
Even smoke at all. I don't know, but
oh,
yeah.
You might save it for later.
Yeah,
stub that bad boy out and save it. For later.
So TJ, you've gotten considerably fatter this year. What is your secret to your weight gain?
I started cooking for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So all the stuff that I've kind of like become like a sorcerer that is like blinded by his own power, like realizing I have the ability to create things.
Uh-huh.
You know, so it's like, I want to make brownies all the time is your, and like, shit like that, so chocolate chip cookies.
What is your go-to meal? What's a go-to TJ meal now?
I'm really good at hamburger steaks.
Hamburger steaks. Those are good.
I'm really good at... I made Hawaiian burgers last night. That was the first time I made it, but it actually turned out really well.
How many calories are you saying on the average TJ meal per serving? You know, like a reasonable...
The average
like
TJ
plate.
Meal?
Yes.
I don't even pay attention to, like, calorie
count. What would you estimate, though? Would you
estimate,
say healthy, low-calorie foods, or...?
I mean, my meals really aren't too bad, but I make a lot of brownies and cookies and shit.
Geez. Oh.
So you're baking a lot.
What do you mean
too?
Your meals aren't too bad, though? Like, what are you cooking? You cooking some nice, fresh salads and...
Yeah, I mean, we do salads and stuff.
Yeah, you do some salads?
Yeah.
What else do you
do? And most of my sides tend to be vegetables, like corn on the cob or green beans.
Right, those are good.
I mean, you can tell. I mean, as you've gained so much weight, you know.
But, you know, I've also
been healthy.
I've drank a lot more since I stopped smoking as much.
A lot of alcohol.
A lot of calories and alcohol.
Yep, that is true.
Plus,
you'll pack it on if you drink.
Yeah, plus I'm really lazy, so.
The next question I have for you today is, why does Dusty Smith get under your skin so much? And do you regret blocking his followers and in the process blocking many of your own fans?
No. I don't regret it.
Well, take the first part, too.
Right. Well, the second part is an easy, quick answer. No, I don't regret it.
No, you don't regret it.
The first part is, I guess that I think I've gotten over it, but I just find it so, I'm not really pissed at Dusty. I'm pissed at the idiots that follow him. That's why I blocked them, because it's just so fucking unbelievable that his ideology just turns on a dime constantly as the times and the culture shift. So... You know, there's no fucking sort of transformation.
It just seems
like I'm a Trump supporter. I'm anti-Trump. You know, it was just like overnight, like he snapped his fingers and all of a sudden he's a totally different fucking person with a totally different agenda.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the same criticisms I have of Dusty, but he doesn't get under my skin the same way he does.
Yeah,
yours.
Like most of us go,
I don't feel
oh,
like
Dusty's
he,
a dick,
I don't really
whatever.
Feel like he does that much.
Oh, dude, okay.
That's not true.
I have some testimony.
Yes.
Well, and Scotty will back me on
Look,
this
I
shit.
Mean, go watch the most recent
Dude, the day that
Hope.
You decided to yeah. block Dusty Smith, we had...
Or his followers.
Or his followers, right. Yeah. We had something to shoot that day. I don't know if it was a main show. I think it was like a flash fried.
Yeah.
And you were like, all I want to do is cover Dusty Smith. I want to fucking just blah, 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 blah. You were so hot. He was so under your
fucking
skin.
We actually recorded
skin.
Something that we never used.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, we did. We recorded a whole fucking chunk of content that afterwards we all discussed it. And we were just like, what's the point? Like, it's Dusty Smith. Why do we want to call attention to Dusty? You. That was TJ that dragged it to
so
that
So yet
place.
Again, my follow-up
you can't
is,
tell me that he isn't under your skin.
So why does
wasn't.
Dusty, why is he able to get under your skin? I mean, like, I understand the changing positions. Why is it a personal thing? It seems like it's very personal. Because
I just feel like he's pulled the wool over a lot of people's eyes that should be able to see through it.
Oh. Okay, so you think he's being very disingenuous, and you just feel like you have to
yeah,
come
I mean,
and
I don't
expose
know.
Him.
I mean, maybe he's fucking sincere.
I mean, why
I don't
him
know.
In an ocean of people that are insincere and
because
carefully
I've, because
crafted?
Because I met
Dusty
him,
Smith?
And he looked me in the eyes and all that shit.
Oh, it's okay.
So there's some kind of, like, man shit there, I think, too.
Okay.
Oh, some
I mean,
man shit.
Oh, shit. Well, that's interesting, TJ.
I mean, how can you say... You can't honestly... I mean, look, go watch The Last Abandoned Hope. Paul. It seemed like Dusty was pretty under Paul's skin, because Paul was pissed.
Yeah, see, I
Scotty,
don't,
you
I
threatened
don't deny
to,
it.
You threatened to go to Mississippi to beat his ass. So, I mean, it's not like I Dusty just, Smith has gotten under all of our
look,
skin at
videos,
one time or another.
Right.
The discussion here, TJ, so, is not about what I'm
I understand
doing
that, but I'm just saying, like, you guys can relate to being pissed at Dusty Smith.
That was years ago, TJ.
So,
many
yeah,
years ago.
Fair enough.
Many years
ago. Years. Years ago, TJ.
So my next question, TJ, is will you ever finish your book response in Jordan Peterson's 12 Rules for Life?
Yes.
When?
I don't know.
I mean, we've been waiting for a long time now, TJ. Many people have asked me about this. There's a lot of excitement.
I mean, I write it chapter by chapter. And,
we've
you know,
been waiting
I mean, you know,
for chapter two.
No, there's been four chapters.
That's four chapters.
And an intro.
Right.
So 12 chapters, TJ, and we're still waiting on
I don't know
chapters.
If there's going to be 12 chapters.
Okay, I guess...
There could be 10.
Originally,
there could be 11.
I do seem to remember there were supposed to be 12 chapters.
Well, I don't know.
Is this going to be like your Hollywood, TJ? We're going to hear about it for years, and it's never going to come to
it's
anything.
It's already some of it's already out.
I mean, there's it's already out, but not enough of it's out, TJ. People wanted a complete work.
Well, I'm not
going to
rush it. You can't rush genius.
I mean, are you really? Are you still working on it?
Yeah.
When was the last time you worked on it?
I don't know. A few months back.
A few months back. So not really. So it's not currently. I mean, it's in development. It's
if Scotty would have asked you. Are you jerking off?
The
and the
process.
Answer was a few much. Are you still jerking
the
off? And the answer was a few months back. Would you have said yes?
No. The process, no. though, of writing that book has been that I marinate about what the next chapter is going to be, and then I write it in probably like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
And then I do a fucking like day or two of revisions.
So have you marinated at all?
Yes.
Do you know the title of the next chapter?
Yes.
Can you reveal it here today?
Will you reveal it to the people?
Yeah, it's about why I love hypocrisy.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? A great topic for you to talk about, TJ.
Absolutely.
So why did you give yourself a History Channel Vikings haircut?
Because Steve said it would look cool.
So literally one person
that's
told
an honest
you
answer.
It would look cool. Yes.
So Steve, your stepdad came to you and he was like, man, you should...
Well, I'd already shaved one side of my head.
Yeah.
To do like an artsy thing.
Right.
And then he was like, you look badass if you shave the other side. I was like, all right, I'll just try that. And I did.
And you did it on the spot?
Not on the spot. I mean, I contemplated it for a couple weeks.
You mulled it over?
Yeah.
And then just went for it?
And I decided I thought it would be interesting. So.
Did it have anything to do with your recent binging of Forged in Fire? And all the Viking guys on that.
I don't know. Was that before or after that?
That was before.
It was before. You started watching Forged in Fire during the hurricane.
Right.
Which was months ago.
Right.
Well, a couple months
ago. I think it was like a month ago, maybe.
Well, whatever. Like this is relatively new, this new hairstyle.
Right.
Newer than a month.
TJ, why the fuck do you take so long to put out Abandoned Hope?
You've missed many months of it.
You've not delivered to the fans.
I literally had to fucking poke you and prod you into making this one.
So why does it take you so long to do it?
Abandoned Hope is a painful process to make because I literally torture myself for that show.
So the reason you made this last one was because I was your little suckling piggy.
Yes.
That you could poke.
So why do you do a show if you don't enjoy doing it?
Because
why is it torture?
Other people enjoy it. Because it's torture because the stuff on it is so stupid.
Okay.
But isn't it fun in some way to, like, tear down that stupid shit? You don't feel any passion for that no more?
Not really.
Why don't we all come up with another property then? Something that you enjoy making.
What's
something
abandoned,
that brings you some joie de vivre.
Hope,
joie de vivre?
Because me? I think Abandoned Hope is a concept. I'm kind of a fucking masochist. I think... That I do it a lot. I look at stupid shit on Hideology and torture.
Right.
That's all I do.
Yeah,
the chat is nothing but stupid shit. See, some about me feeds on that, TJ. But if that's not feeding your fire, let's throw another log in that motherfucker. Let's come up with something.
He's
well,
in desperate need of logs.
Answer as quickly as you can, TJ. The first thing that pops in your head, if you could make a new show concept as a little patron aside that you make once or twice a month, what would it be? Boom.
Let's hunt and kill Paul.
Okay.
Okay. I'm fine with that. Let's do it.
I don't know. If I knew that, I'd probably be making it.
Oh, come on. You have some wild ideas.
More
up
energy,
in your head, TJ.
More energy. Come on, dude.
Your head is bursting with ideas.
So, TJ, we all know you suck at time management.
Right.
What the fuck is your typical non-show day? What do you do when you're not doing the show?
I don't know. I don't really have a typical day.
Depends on the day.
So the last day off you had was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Or not off or whatever.
Well, yesterday I wanted to make a video, but my first thing on my agenda was I'm going to get up, I'm going to splice the Abandoned Hope together.
I
want to
know,
up.
So what time did you wake up?
About 8.
Okay, you woke up at... Really?
Yeah.
You've been getting up early.
So you got up at 8. What was the first thing you did?
I went to go look at the Abandoned Hope.
Yeah.
And I tried to put it together, and I'm like, oh, shit, there's something seriously wrong with the audio on this fucking recording. And I realized that Paul's mic was off, and he was just bleeding. The only vocals I had on Paul were through your mic.
You realized you'd made a terrible error.
Right. So I basically realized that it was fucked. And so I spent probably another 2 hours trying to get it...
Unfucked.
Yes, unfucked. And I got it as unfucked as I possibly could, with Matt's help as well.
Well, I'll say this, because I'm interested in that. If you're not doing the show... What is your day? You wake up early now, you said. What do you do?
I've been waking up earlier, and I can back TJ up on this. Like, today, I got up and looked at Twitter, and TJ already had posted on Twitter when I got up. And I got up at, like, 8:30, something like that.
Right. I was up at, like, 7
what,
something this morning.
Do you leave your house, TJ? Do you go places? What do
no.
you do? You just sit around here all day?
No, I don't leave my house.
You're on social media? I mean, what do you use? Like, are you just on social
media? I
know
he starts with
that. Are you on YouTube?
I know he's on apps at the beginning.
I know you said you
don't.
Mostly Twitter.
So you kind
of
sit on Twitter all day?
No.
Then what else do you do?
I don't know.
You just sit around?
Yeah. I don't know. I might watch some TV or something.
Yeah, put on a movie.
You know, I write some stuff sometimes.
Tweet some more.
That's it?
I mean, I just, like, I don't know.
Damn, TJ, you don't do much, man.
I mean,
no.
I had the day off yesterday. I can tell you my whole day.
My days are pretty leisurely and slow-paced, usually.
All right, Paul, what did you do for your day? Because TJ's answer sucks so badly.
I got up and I made breakfast. Good. And I ate it. And then I did research on and off throughout the day on TJ's episode, the first part. I wrote on that on and off throughout the day. I watched The Running Man last night and started a review of it on Letterboxd. You know, I didn't. I that was it.
Yeah. Sounds like a nice day.
Yeah, me. I made. I didn't make lunch, but I made dinner.
Right.
I made dinner too.
Well, I cooked yesterday.
So there
you
go.
Well, see, you could have given some info like that.
Well, I just
that's
I don't
what
remember.
We're
I don't remember what I did yesterday.
We've kind of touched on this, TJ, but you've taken up cooking. Why the fuck do you think you can cook?
Why?
I mean, I'll be honest, TJ. I've eaten your food. It's terrible.
Terrible food.
I mean, mostly it is. Look, that fucking chicken and dumplings you made, that's all right. But I gotta be honest with you, TJ. I gotta be honest with you that those fucking noodles that dude, you ruined those noodles.
The Schwegmans.
You had amazing sauce.
Yeah.
But the noodles were just garbage, dude. They're fucking total garbage. No one wanted to tell you the truth, TJ. No one else wanted to tell you the truth.
Well,
I had
to
tell you the truth.
I ended up getting pretentious noodles because I wanted you to be happy.
Oh, you're trying to blame me, TJ.
Yeah.
You're the one that cooked the noodles, did you not? Who cooked
the
noodles?
Yeah, I cooked them.
You ruined the noodles. You put
who
too much.
Who was in charge of the water soaking into those noodles? Was it me?
Why too salty?
If I did, I'm sorry.
That was me. But I picked a noodle that I wasn't familiar with.
Oh, okay.
An unfamiliar
and
noodle.
And I've challenged you several times, TJ. I said, like, look, we'll gather everyone we know.
But you
we'll
know what? The
something.
Sauce was good, and the meatballs were good, which was the main focus.
I think you made food
dude,
too
I know
rich,
how to
TJ.
Pull a proper blind taste test, because every year there's that rib cook-off that you guys got to go to that one year when we were back in fucking California.
Yeah.
Dude, we can do similar thing.
Look,
you
the tail
and Scotty,
of tape, I beat him with my chili.
Nobody
whatever
sees
he wants,
it.
Whatever he dish he wants, I'll beat him at.
You want to do chili? Dude, I fucking love chili.
I've already beat it TJ at chili, so I got to do something.
Oh, you have beat him at chili.
I beat him at chili. I mean, look, I've just beat
dude,
him.
Dude, what about the true test of a man? Burgers. All if right, you can't will. Make a fucking burger, you
I
can't
mean,
make
I,
shit.
Cheetah's going to get smoked, dude.
I'll make a burger.
So,
TJ, how do you want yourself cooked up, dude? Well done? Medium well?
What?
How you want something cooked up, dude? Because I'm about to fucking destroy you, TJ.
No, you aren't. You ain't gonna do
dude,
shit.
You can't fucking. You can't step to me. I've been cooking way longer than you. I seen you cook, dude. You might appeal to someone that just wants over the top gluttonous food. I could see your appeal there, but that's the
but
only.
But Paul is the target, so
I'm not the target.
Well, you said you'd be the judge.
He'll be one
I'll
of the
be
judges.
The judge, yes.
There'll be one of a few judges.
Dude, I'll be impartial as fuck. I won't even know
I want
whose burger
judges.
Is
who. I want three
it's
judges.
It's totally blind. I don't want to know whose burger is who before I eat
you
it.
Are.
I don't want any biases. You guys will bring me your burgers, bring them to me, you know, selectively, and I won't know whose I'm eating first, and I will make an honest assessment of those burgers. And I'm telling you, dude, I've eaten more burgers than the next 10 men. I eat nothing but hamburgers. That's a truth.
All right.
So, TJ, how's it feel knowing that you are now overshadowed by your more attractive, more talented, and obviously better-looking co-host, me and Paul?
Damn.
You know, it's pretty good.
It's a blunt question.
I feel pretty good about it because I feel like, you know, I get to ride your guys' coattails. So.
That's good. That's true, TJ. You definitely are at this point.
I feel grateful.
Grateful?
Yeah.
That's a very 2019 TJ fucking emotion to feel.
Very, very much so,
TJ,
yeah.
Will you, in fact, this year or next year, take the RV trip across America?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't want to.
Why?
You could experience this wonderful country, TJ.
You
could
see
you can
this
meet
country
fans.
From sea to shining
you could
sea,
document
all the bountiful
it.
Lands.
I don't want to.
Why not?
I'd just rather sit on my couch.
What if we got like a thing with a couch in it that you could sit on as
yeah.
we went across
you don't
America?
Have to drive, TJ.
Yeah,
you
could... RVs can have TVs and couches in them.
Yeah, that's true.
So why don't you sit on that go. Couch? And then, you know, when you do have to leave to get stuff, you're just in a different place. You know, you go to a different fucking Kentucky
right,
Fried Chicken.
I suppose if one of you guys arranges all the details, maybe I'd do
arranges that. All the details?
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't arrange all the details, but I just gave you a fucking basic fucking idea there,
see,
right?
If I have
you
to
get
do
a bus?
It, I mean, it has to be where I have to do literally no work, and then I'll be good.
There's nothing in life that's that.
Well, then,
you
on,
have
TJ,
to do work
do
to turn on a
let's
fucking
do
TV.
It, dude. Tina, you've been getting shit about this for years. Why don't you actually fucking do the RV trip across America and once and for all, you settle it, dude.
You
settle it. You
promised
it.
Your fans. How many fucking years ago was it?
Make right 70. On it, TJ. One of the fucking blunders of 2011, TJ, was you didn't make that right.
Well,
and now you have the opportunity here and now, TJ, today. You could make a commitment, TJ. You can finally reject your fucking laziness, the fucking inertia that your life has become in 2019.
That's
and say,
true.
You know what? Fuck this shit. No more. I'm done with that. I'm going on the RV trip across America right fucking now. Walk out this fucking door, get an RV, and go. And don't look back.
I don't want to.
Well, I tried. I tried to get you to write
as
that
you can
wrong.
See, the Coles but smolder.
Have you considered shoving another banana up your ass to revive your flacking YouTube career?
Yeah.
You just did, actually, earlier.
Yeah, so I...
Yeah, so
I'm going to hook up a car battery to it.
Yeah, we got to take it to the next level.
Take it to the next level, eh?
Hey, if you're making a sequel, you got to do it bigger and better. I'm actually glad that that kid came up because you answered that question.
That's true.
Yeah, it's already been answered.
TJ, has your memory gotten worse or do you give less of a shit? Both?
Yeah, I think both.
Both. So, worse memory... And you're just generally giving less of a shit about it.
You saw how much I struggled to even remember yesterday. So.
Yeah. Yesterday seems so far away.
Yesterday. All my memories so far away.
So, TJ, do you miss pissing off so many people on a daily basis?
I feel like I still piss off a lot of people.
I mean, yeah, maybe
nowhere
a couple.
Near the amount that 2011 TJ was pissing off.
That's
though.
True.
Your reach in terms of pissing people off has shrunk since then.
I mean, yeah, so my piss off reach has
do
shrunk
you miss,
a little.
You know, I mean, look, you used to have people writing articles about you and shit.
Oh,
people
yeah.
getting so fucking. Now it's like no one even cares.
Triggered
about
you.
By you, TJ. Who? The amazing who?
What? Amazing what?
Oh, that guy, is he still alive?
Now you're embroiled in Mortal Kombat with Dusty Smith, TJ.
Yeah.
How the mighty have fallen. The man that pwned Opie and Anthony.
Okay.
So TJ, my final question of this evening is.
Yeah.
It's not a secret, TJ, that you idolize the works and careers of Marilyn Manson and George Carlin.
Yeah.
Both who have currently had and had long careers,
mm-hmm.
but with many peaks and valleys.
Yes.
Unquestionably, according to the numbers presented tonight, you're in a valley. What will you do to revitalize your failing YouTube career?
I mean, I thought the plan was obvious. I was just going to ride your guys' coattails.
That's a terrible plan.
Why?
Because it doesn't involve you. It's a passive. You're a passive player in your own success.
I'm more of a collaborator, Paul.
See, no,
I'm more of a collaborative force.
Okay, well, that's fine. But how are you going to bring the 2011 energy to your current collaboration?
I'm not going to.
Why not?
You don't like money?
Because
I know 2019 TJ wouldn't say no to doubling his paycheck.
Because I'm not 2011 TJ though. I'm 2019 TJ.
Right.
Who doesn't give a shit?
2019 TJ doesn't care about money.
I mean,
you
that's
give a
bullshit.
Shit. That's bullshit,
a little
TJ.
Bit, but
that is horseshit.
I don't care about anything. Okay, so
that's what you're saying.
So when you know your power bills due, I just don't care about power bills.
Whatever. I just don't.
I'll
give
be in
a
the
shit.
Dark.
So next month, if you go to pay your power bill and the lights get shut off, and you call the company and they're like, the check bounced, and
you have
$0.
I don't have to worry about that because
Why?
We have a fucking big Patreon.
What if it fucking goes belly up? What if
fails?
The patrons see this episode and it's the worst episode they've ever seen and they all flee?
It's like, man, fuck this.
Yeah. They
We're
all just
done.
Flee us.
Rip off!
Overnight,
fuck these guys!
Overnight, they're gone. We're almost
gone.
At 5,000 and then we wake up tomorrow and we're at like 15.
15 patrons.
Only 15 loyal people. What would you do?
I don't know.
Is that what needs to happen to stoke the fires of TJ? Do you have to burn all that you love?
Yeah, TJ, why don't you come back alive, man? What's holding you back, man?
I don't know.
Maybe the car battery that I'm going to hook up to the metal banana
like
dildo
a,
will.
I don't know.
Shock you
I don't
back.
Feel like there's anything I have to rekindle or whatever.
You don't feel you honestly don't feel like the fire has been snuffed. Does it rage as hot as it did in 2011, TJ?
I mean, I don't really know that I believe in that fire analogy to begin with.
So you reject outright the idea of a man at the peak of his talents. The peak of his powers,
well,
manipulating his audience, is like a fire raging at its hottest moment, TJ. You reject that analogy. You think that's a silly analogy.
Well, how would you describe it if you reject that analogy?
He tried earlier, it's a snowball, what gets extra snow on it?
Well, that was obviously just like going
that
in
was
the opposite direction.
So what's your real answer to it?
Give a better one.
I mean, you say you don't give a shit, you don't care. Oh, whatever. I don't need that back. I'm not looking for that. Then what are you looking for? What is your purpose to keep doing this stuff every day? Why do you show up? If it's not money, and it's not to fucking make the kind of old content you used to make. So what is it for?
You know, I feel like there was. I think it was a Lao Tzu or Sun Tzu, one of those fucking guys.
Sun Tzu, The Art of War.
One of them said, "To lead the people, follow behind them."
To lead the people, follow behind.
Yeah.
Them.
And, you know, I feel like I used to have that mentality a little bit more.
You used to?
Yeah, where I wanted to be more, like, pandery and shit. And, you know, I got a taste of what that level of success is like with drunken peasants. And I was like, you know, I don't really like this. I'd rather just do what I want.
So you're claiming it's an artistic choice?
Yeah.
More than anything?
Yeah.
You buy that, Scotty?
I mean, it kind of coincides. I mean, is that maybe a little bit of ego protection? Doesn't it kind of coincide? Like, if your channel was rising ever higher, you would just say, well, I reject this fame, and I don't want it, and I'm just...
I mean, I never said that, but, you know, I'd rather just do what I want and see, let the chips fall where they may.
But we've shown, TJ, you've made less content. I mean, one thing, if you're making the same level of content, maybe it wasn't getting as many views, but you just don't make...
Well, you
the
have
same...
to remember it's divided between this show and that show.
Yeah, but you could have made more. You could have done more, TJ. I believe that, honestly. I believe a lot of times, I think you're not accounting for laziness.
I mean, I've always accounted for laziness.
I don't think you honestly have. I think a lot of times you sit back and go, oh, and it kind of sounds like to me like you're resting on your laurels.
Yeah.
When are you going to pounce?
Yeah, I mean, why should you? Do you think you've said all you wanted to say, you've done all you wanted to do, and this is where you want to end up? You don't want anything more? Most people, when they're doing this kind of stuff, they
have
to
tell you, TJ.
Look, maybe you're not saying...
I want more.
Maybe you're not saying I want to be the next fucking Joe Rogan or whatever bullshit, or, you know...
No, I want that. I want to be the guy that people talk about instead of Joe Rogan, because they don't even think about Joe Rogan, because I'm so much better than Joe Rogan. Oh, yeah, that guy that came before Paul Ziegler.
Or any other podcast, TJ.
Oh, yeah, that loser that has been before the fucking shining light of the Ziegler. That's where I'm at.
All right, well, good luck. Best of luck to you.
We tried, Scotty.
TJ,
what more can we do?
You know what? When you see a defeated man, it's plain as day. He's given up.
I don't
given
feel
up.
Defeated, but okay.
I think you've given up, TJ. I think you've given up, dude.
You're
a broken man.
You're a broken man.
TJ, you're a broken man. You're a tin man, TJ. And like I said at the beginning of the episode, TJ.
Yeah.
The empty vessel makes the loudest fucking sound.
Well, that would be 2011, TJ. He was way louder.
I don't know, but I don't know if that's true. 2019, TJ yells a lot.
Do I?
He's filled with sound and fury.
A signifying nothing.
Quiet desperation settles in, TJ. Quiet desperation settles in. The realization that once was can never be again.
What an episode, man. It was an emotional roller coaster. I learned so much. The people demanded this episode, by the way, TJ, so I hope you forgive us, you know. Hope you allow us to move forward.
Sure.
I want to remind you, Paul, that TJ is the one, he even said this, I guess now if payback's going to be a bitch when he's actually designing the rules of the drinking contest.
I know.
I don't know how that fell under his purview or whatever, but it is.
I don't remember signing off on that, but whatever.
So
now
I hope you have a fucking ride home, Paul.
I do.
I guarantee you.
I've secured a safe ride home.
Yeah, good, because you're going to need it.
Yes. We're going to need it for a couple of upcoming
TJ,
shows, honestly.
I feel that, as you've been the subject of this episode... We should give you the final word. Is there anything you want to say?
Is there anything left on the table?
I look forward to getting even worse and being even more of a fucking shadow of my former self. I hope that when we do this episode 10 years from now...
It'll be your eulogy by
then,
but...
I hope that 2019 TJ will be like a wet dream compared... To
so
how
like
fucking awful
2026,
I am. I hope that I'm Janine Garofalo incoherent. Can't even find my way through a sentence.
Sweet.
Have literally nothing to say. Have the energy of a slug. I hope that I've gone down the road of all kinds of stupid conspiratorial bullshit.
Like, tried all kinds of, ill-advised types of content.
Right. Yeah,
exposed yourself to a lot of criticism that was unnecessary because you're just taking stabs. That actually might work. It might be fun.
Just go through... Yeah, maybe just go through the roster of YouTube genres in a fucking quest to recapture some sort of faded glory or something.
Do, mukbang videos and, food reviews and, travel reviews and shoe reviews and...
This is my review of the Houston Holiday Inn.
I would love to see that, actually.
That would be pretty funny. TJ reviews the Houston Holiday Inn.
Houston is fucking hot.
There's probably more than one Holiday Inn in Houston, but I'll do the best one. I'll do the best Holiday
Inn in
Houston.
The best,
Inn the best little Holiday Inn in Houston.
TJ, whenever we do the meetup, dude, the hotel we're getting, I want you to review of that hotel.
The review of the hotel?
Yeah, you got to review.
I probably won't actually do that, but...
You will.
It, man.
You never know.
We'll force you. What's up, everybody? The time is now to join the Patreon. The time is always now, but if ever the time
the
was
time
now.
The time was last week.
It's now or now.
It was last month. It was last year, but it's also
we
now.
We got a lot of fucking patron-requested episodes coming up. 2011 TJ versus 2019 TJ.
A huge buffet of content, the likes of which that Patreon has quite frankly never seen. Become a $5 patron. Or a $10 patron
like Paul
if you're
said,
a little more gluttonous.
Reach into your wallet.
Or a $600 patron.
Reach into your fucking wallet.
Yeah, get in the wallet. Get your credit card. I won't yell at you this time because some of you are a little scared. I'm trying to be nice this time. Look.
Be nice to them, Paul.
I don't want to say that you're not a man if you're not a patron.
Well, some of our patrons are women, Paul.
I'm not talking to them right now. They've got a separate little part of this. I'm not saying you're not a man if you're not a patron. You know what? Fuck it. I am talking to the women, too. I'm not saying you're not a man if you're not a patron. But if you're not a patron, you're not a man.
Ain't a fucking man. That's all there is to it.
And you know what else?
What's else, TJ?
What else, Scotty? Don't we have a fucking t-shirt contest thing going on?
Yeah.
Dude, our last t-shirt contest was super popular, so we're doing another one.
Yeah, I mean, like, the last art contest we did in general was super popular.
Right.
And super fun.
Yep, so.
This time, you know, last time we gave you guys parameters, like, it had to be Ben Shapiro, it had to be Daniel Craig, it had to be them in
romantic.
Love, romantic feelings. This time, we're just cutting you loose.
We're taking you off the leash, and we're letting you know that we're looking for a t-shirt design.
We look at the t-shirt designs.
The winner that we select in the next big episode we do, looking at all the crazy fan art that you guys come up with, will get how much money, guys?
$200.
$200, and their art will be featured on a t-shirt.
Which they'll also receive a free copy of the t-shirt.
We are also not, and here's another thing, we're also not limiting ourselves to one winner. If we see like two designs we really love, there might be two
there
fucking
winners.
There
might be two fucking winners.
Might be 10 winners.
I'd say
158 winners.
I'd say the only stipulation would probably be that it has to be some way related to Deep Fat Fried.
Right, and something that we can sell.
Yeah, it probably shouldn't be something that we can't put on a t-shirt store.
Right, if we can't,
exactly. So,
but
that's
other
your only
than
limitations.
That,
other than that, you got free reign.
Go fucking crazy.
Impress us. Impress your peers. And all of the art will be shown here on the show.
Of course.
An easy way to submit this to us, last contest was our Twitter, which is at Deep Fat Fried Pod, or at Kaiser Scoopy.
At Paul's Ego.
At Amazing Atheist.
Yep. Just tag us in it. Let us know. But make sure to do Deep Fat Fried Pod because that's the main one we're going to be checking. And we're going to obviously retweet the ones we like.
That is definitely. That's the one. If you miss all the others, that's the one you've got to hit.
Yeah, you've got to get that one.
Don't miss all the others.
Don't miss
them
all.
Tweet us all.
Yeah, tweet all of us. But if you're stupid and you can't remember that simple instruction, you can
send
only
it there.
One.
And then at a
send
future
it to
episode,
Deep Fat Fried Pod.
We're going
to
feature all of the designs, the worst designs, terrible designs, whatever. This one, we can't take poems or anything. It has to be
this has to be visual
artwork.
Art.
That can be put on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Unless you fucking wanted to do one of those words shirts. But
yeah,
it'd have to be something.
If you work it in.
It'd have to be something
way.
Really fucking clever
yeah.
for it to fucking win against people who are actually drawing shit.
Just don't write us a novel on a shirt. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why pre-industrialized society. You know, we can't have that. You got to fucking keep it brief. In fact, you should probably just draw a picture. So.
That's the best part.
Thank you, TJ.